The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
With Terence Pillay.
Good morning, Terence.
Good morning, Darren.
What's cooking?
Well, a whole bunch of cheese, if your intro is anything to go by. But I'll tell you what, My Kitchen Rules, this Australian show, this cooking reality show, is finally in South Africa. Unlike MasterChef, where you take home cooks, you put them into your kitchen, and they make these restaurant-quality meals, and then get judged on it, and then go on to write cookbooks and all of that, what My Kitchen Rules does, it takes a whole bunch of home cooks, and then they get to cook for other people in their own kitchens.
Okay.
They devise a three-course meal, and then they get judged on it. You've got two judges, and one of whom we're speaking to today, Jay Something from Mikasa.
Jay Something, Something, Something.
Jay Something, from music to food. How'd you get involved on this show?
I got asked to do it. I got approached to do it, as I've been for many TV shows. This one really kind of related with me. I think it's a show that it's about home cooks, number one. So, that's how my food journey has kind of birthed, is from home cooking.
What was your first day on set like?
It was nerve-wracking. I've done TV, since I started my career with Mikasa, but when this arrived, it was a lot of nerves, a lot of excitement. It's a big moment for myself and David. It's a big moment for South African TV. So there's a lot of expectations around the show, and for myself. I really want to nail it. I really want to be good at this. So first day on set was long, fun. Was nice to get to meet everybody around the table. It was nice to get to get a feeling of what it's all about, because literally we went in and that was it. Now it's showtime, there was no practice or anything.
And working with David, he's an absolute luminary in the industry.
I've grown up, my father instilled a very important lesson in me around food, and he explained to me the importance of a head chef in a kitchen from a very young age. The guy with the long hat on his head, he's the main dude here. That's what I remember my dad saying. So one of the things that I've tried in me being in this food industry is really pay a lot of respect to chefs, because I'm not a chef. I call myself a wannabe chef. I'm a home cook. I'm very passionate about food, and that's one of my dreams is to kind of be qualified one day. So working alongside David has been a privilege, an honor. He's a great guy. We've had a lot of fun, and I think we work well together. I think that's maybe what's going to make the South African version of My Kitchen Rules really different and unique, is that besides the diversity of our country and what it looks like and the food and other stories and the heritage, you've got one host judge that is a chef, that is strict and stern, as most chefs are, is to the point, is quite clinical, and it's quite helpful as well. And I think that's where Dave fits in. And then you've got me, who's more of a bubbly character, and I was in their position one day, a home cook, just trying to impress my friends and my family. And that diverse sort of balance between what we bring, I think, is very cool. There's that down-to-earthness of it, and then there's that sternness of it.
So let's talk a bit about your food journey. Where did that begin?
I would say that my love for food obviously started at a very young age, being part of a family that was working in food. My mom owned a restaurant for 17 years. My dad worked in food and beverage for several top hotel groups around the world as head of F&B. So and then besides, on top of that, also, born into a Portuguese home. So food is a very, important part of, our everyday. And so I've always grown up with a very, strong sort of teaching around the importance of good food and the importance of good service.
So let's talk about your restaurant. How did that happen?
I've been kind of plowing the food field over the last 4 years, and I've been doing a lot of stuff around that. So obviously my brand had built itself around that. So it's been open since the 1st of April. It's been a lot of fun, and hard, all sorts of emotions. It's been exciting and then sometimes really tough. But we're getting there bit by bit.
Are you cooking in the restaurant?
Every single recipe on the menu comes from my house, so it's a very personal menu. But when I'm there, I'm either cooking, I'm either serving you, I'm either clearing your table, I'm either chatting with you, I'm either coming out with my guitar and singing some songs. I try to do a bit of everything.
And so what is happening with Mikasa and other parts of your life?
Yeah, so Mikasa is in a very interesting point of our career. 6 months ago, we were about to break up as a band. And we went through a lot of, I think it was just a build-up of multiple things, small things, kind of sweeping everything under the rug when there is an issue, because, you know, we're a positive band and we've never been in the press for anything negative and whatever it is. Thank God we actually met on a day, and my intention was to break up, like to say, guys, I've had it, it's been a cool journey, but I'm done, you know. But it's incredible hard work, because that whole meeting turned around, and it was an emotional meeting. It was, man, we love what we do. So we decided to kind of pay tribute to that moment, and we've documented that in the form of music, which is the best thing we know how to do. So we've created a brand new album called Familia, and we're very excited, and we're in the best place we've ever been. So it's incredible how God works, incredible how life works.
So it is kind of like Jay Something was made to host this show.
100%.
I might even tune in to see this. When is it?
You should tune in. It's on the 13th of August. The first episode airs. And I just have to say, this was an exclusive chat with Jay Something, so that our listeners get to know a little bit more about him before they see him on the show, and will understand why he's actually on that show.
East Coast Breakfast with Terrence Pillay. Exclusive.
There we go.
Thanks, Terrence.
Okay. Thanks, Darren.
Darren, Kerry, and Sky. East Coast Breakfast.